The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show Hour One Podcast.
And very pleasant, good afternoon. And at last check, the Earth is still on its axis. Why do I say that? Because it is getting pretty close to being a done deal. What is that? An expanded college football playoff. This is it, and it's just days away from being confirmed. We've been talking about it all week long, a 12-team playoff. This is what we think it's going to happen. The bracket would include the sixth highest-ranked conference champions and then the sixth highest-ranked other teams selected by the committee. Now, here's the big news. No conference would qualify automatically. Does anyone really believe that? No limit on the number of participants from a conference. So, in other words, the SEC could possibly have 12. No, just kidding. There's a lot to digest here, and we will have the people to do it throughout the program. But what Pete Thamel reported 2 days ago and what we heard from him right afterwards is coming to fruition. We've got all day to talk about it, and we look forward to visiting with you. Whatever happened to the NIL conversation, it's still there as well. That was the big story in Congress yesterday. Deadline, July 1st. We know certainly that the NCAA is waiting for the Alston ruling. That is not going to happen this week, but it could happen next or the week after. So we're not done yet. Meanwhile, Georgia has NIL on its mind, according to the Atlanta Business Chronicle. A Buckhead apparel business is poised to be the first to pay UGA athletes. Anybody surprised by that? Keep your eye on that story. And there is a transfer within the SEC. Jaquez Jones leaving one SEC school to go to another. Kentucky lands the starter from last year. And it is really pretty amazing what is happening now that that rule has gone into effect. We'll talk about all of it today. And Booger McFarland will join us shortly, as well as your phone calls. Booger is no big fan of the 12-team playoff. The man who's been all over the story, Pat Forty, will join us 1 hour from now. Michael McCann from Sportico, his view of what happened yesterday. He was there. And Ralph Russo from the AP covers college football from a rather lofty perch. We'll get his reaction as well. But mostly we want to get your reaction. What do you think? And now that it's all over but the shouting, and we will get to your phone calls right now at 855-242-7285. And again, I appreciate all of your opinions. We love to hear from you. But it looks like it's going to happen whether any of us like it or not. So let's hear from you. And check in to begin with from Zach, who is up next. Good afternoon, Zach.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Very well. Thank you.
So I'm looking at this, and I got to admit, I really like it. More teams means more of a chance. And a lot of people are just saying, well, it's just someone else for an Alabama or a Clemson or an Ohio State to beat. But you look at the NCAA tournament for basketball. You got 64 teams in there. Eventually, a big guy is going to go down. And isn't that what makes sports great? When you have these big upsets, you have those memorable moments, those are what you think about years down the line. And we saw some Power 5 schools get their money's worth out of their Group of 5 opponents. The Peach Bowl, the Georgia-Cincinnati game, that would have been a playoff matchup if the 12-team format were to take place this year. And that game could have gone either way. Cincinnati gave them their all. So
it came down to one long kick at the end of the game.
Exactly, and I think it would be great for the sport and great for viewership and all of that just to have more of those games. The one thing though, we need the semifinals on campuses. That would just make it so much better.
Yeah. Imagine well, listen, I don't know. I don't think that will happen, but I hear where you are. But I mean, those things, the semifinals are just a big part of the rotation. You get a semifinal, then you get a final, and then it rotates back. So I don't think that will change. But I do think it's going to be very exciting to have games on campus. I mean, just the idea of an Alabama were an LSU having to go to Ohio State. I was about to say Michigan, but they'll never be in the playoff. I mean, there's just so many intriguing possibilities. And yeah, it was shocking 2 days ago. It's not as shocking today, and it's just going to be part of the conversation. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Joel is up next. Joel, thank you. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, Paul. Great to talk to you. Great show. I'm thinking that we should allow ESPN, all the Saban haters, to pick out every team that they think Alabama should play, and Alabama just line up and play them all. And that way we have our disputed national championship that everybody can agree on.
Sure. I'm sure it will happen. Thanks for the call. Terry is up next in Georgia. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
We are doing well. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah. Remember me calling last month? We were talking about the playoff expansion.
I do.
Look what's happened.
You made it happen.
I influenced their decision.
I'm pretty sure you did.
So where's my check?
Your check is in the mail.
Okay. No, this is just wonderful news. You have to do it. It's still going to, take 2 years, so it's not like it's going to happen overnight. But I'm just really excited, for the fans, And there's going to be some speed bumps, but I really think in the end it's going to be great. So, anyway, and I just want you to – I'm a Bulldog fan, and – we just need to slow down the expectations a little bit. That's all you've been talking about the last couple of weeks. Look, we got 3 months to go. Can you bubble wrap those players? Because, until, we start the season, I'm going to be a little leery. But anyway.
Well, that just comes with being a Georgia fan.
Well, Athens is a fun town. Scooters, all this other nonsense that seems to happen to them. And I'm thinking, can we just, turn the knob for 3 months and then I feel a lot better.
Well, I hear you.
I feel good, but, let me wait 3 months.
Well, thank you very much for the call. Yeah. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Tom, who is in Mississippi. Tom, thank you. What's up with you?
Hey, thanks, Paul. Two things. One, I caught what you said about Michigan never making them playoffs.
Yeah.
Two, the name, image,
but yeah, I don't. I think we may have lost the call. We are. I think I say this every day. We are currently going through a pretty bad storm, so we may have had a little bit of a cell issue there. I tell you what we'll do. We'll take a break. Maybe the storm will go away and come back another day. Your phone calls are welcome at 855-242-7285. A lot to do today. Obviously, the 12th school playoff conversation will be top of conversation. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E.
Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And we welcome you back, and there is news from Gainesville. Kevin O'Sullivan is staying as the Florida head coach. His name had been linked with the opening at LSU, and he issued a statement a minute ago saying, "I am the head coach at the University of Florida and remain fully committed to the Gators program. This is where I want to be, and I do not have interest in the head coach openings at other schools. I look forward to continuing to build upon the success this program has experienced over the past 14 years with the goal of bringing Florida back to the College World Series as we pursue yet another national championship for Gator Nation." And we are back to the phones here at 855-242-7285. And Everett is in Columbia, South Carolina. You're on the air. Hello, Everett.
Hey, Paul, how you doing this evening?
We're doing well. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I want to let you know that I thoroughly enjoy listening to you when I'm traveling in my vehicle, and anything in the SEC, you keep us up to par on everything. I'm a former University of South Carolina football player back in the early 80s under Joe Morrison.
Oh, sure.
And when I look at the overall concept of the SEC, and we start talking about this, you know, 12 schools now will have an opportunity to participate in the playoff situation. I agree, because every year there's one or two teams that deserve to be there. I don't know if 12 is the magic number. I always thought that, you know, six teams are, maybe eight. But how did we get to this 12, in your opinion?
Everett, first of all, I appreciate what you said, and I remember Coach Morrison very well. You guys had it going there in the mid '80s. I remember that distinctly. Well, I don't know how they got to 12. I'm supposed to have answers, but I can't quite figure it out, because there's no way you can justify that many schools. I always thought the six model was the best, with eight as a possibility, giving everybody a spot. The biggest surprise I've seen today is the fact that they're not guaranteeing automatic bids. But we haven't seen the fine print yet, and this is not official. This is purely a recommendation, and maybe that comes later. So it's not. It will be 12. We just don't know what the minutia will how the minutia will read.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, we can just go ahead and put Alabama at number one, and whoever falls in behind them, maybe Clemson or somebody. But, you know, those two programs seem to have everything rolling in the right direction. But another question for you, do you ever think the Gamecocks will ever, in the near future, be back on top in the SEC in some capacity?
Well, Everett, I'm going to play professor here with you. When you say back on top, did I miss something? Were the Gamecocks ever on top?
Let me refer.
Okay.
You know, when Steve Spurrier was here.
I know what you're talking about.
In the right direction.
How about three straight top 10 finishes? That's exactly what you're talking about. I think it's possible. I think the road is going to be difficult, because you're a Gamecock fan. You know what I'm – Yeah, that was a perfect storm. It was a confluence of a lot of talent in that state, which doesn't always happen. And, we're talking about Marcus Lattimore and Stephon Gilmore and Clowney, just for starters. And ultimately, I think, you know, it was a perfect storm. But I think the first thing that has to be dealt with is Clemson. You just can't lose to Clemson every year and expect to ever get back.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I want to thank you very much and very kindly. Thank you for what you do. You do an outstanding job, and I thoroughly enjoy listening to your program. So Godspeed to you, and God bless you, and you keep doing what you do.
Everett, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And the working group that was in charge of making this recommendation has made it official. Now, we have all the details. Of course, we shared them with you. But they are confirming what Heather and other reporters are reporting. It's fascinating that how quickly this story moved. I mean, we thought there was going to be expansion, but I don't think anyone was certain it would go like this. And now the question is, when does it go into effect? Let's check in with Malcolm, who is up next. Malcolm, go right ahead.
Yes. To the group that comes up with this 12-team playoff, we know where it all started for. They'll do anything and everything to stop the road tide. But that when we win this 12-team playoff, they can get ready to sit down and do the 16 playoff if they want to, because we're going to keep on winning. And ain't nothing they can come up with that Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide will continue to win championships. I thank you, Paul, for your time, but that's what it's all about. Alabama makes them do the changes in these conferences. It's all about Alabama, but we're going to keep rolling. And that is to that group, get ready to do a 16, because we're going to win another one.
Thank you, Malcolm. Yeah, most of what they are now officially confirming, here it is. This is just coming out of the CFP. The first round games will take place sometime during the two-week period after the conference championship games. So this is really interesting, because those are normally the first week of the ball. This is the week before Christmas. This is usually you get a whole batch of bowl games that weekend. Vegas, Montgomery, other places. The quarterfinals will be played on January 1st or 2nd when New Year's Day falls on a Sunday. The semifinals and championship games will be determined, but the semifinals likely will not be played as a doubleheader. And as we've already reported, the playoff bracket will follow the rankings with no modifications made to avoid rematches that have been made during the regular season or from the same conference. So we will go over more of the details, but most of this we shared with you at the beginning of the program. The only reason this is interesting, well, it is not, it's always interesting. These are just being, this is officially being released. There's no longer any debate. This is what they are saying. Now let me make it clear. This 12-team playoff proposal comes from the working group. That's Commissioner Sankey, other commissioners, Jack Swarbrick. Now, it still has to be approved, but let me say, having seen a few of these rodeos, this is as done a deal as you'll ever see. I mean, there may be a tweak or two, but this group that has been meeting pretty much runs college athletics and college football. So this is where we are. It has been quite a let me make sure I got the story is breaking as we're speaking. The date was not part of the working group, according to Bill Hancock. The format will not change, here it is, this year or next year. So you can count on it changing in 2023. This is so important, because what this also means is television is part of this already. I'm not speaking for anyone. I mean, I realize where I work, and I'm proud to be an employee. But these people don't move forward without consultation with the television network that currently has the rights to the CFP. So a lot of breaking news today. We'll keep updating you when we get more information. We'll get Booger McFarland on here in just a minute. Let me check in with Alan in Clearwater, Florida. A lot of reaction coming in. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hi. Paul, how you doing?
I am doing great. What about you, Alan?
Oh, man, living down here in South Florida. The weather's great. And I was just listening to this 12-team playoff concept. And just, you know, I don't know anything about it other than the fact that you have 12 teams play each other, then you have six teams, and you have six teams play each other, then you have three teams. And so, what is Alabama going to be one of the three that doesn't have to play anybody and waits for the other two guys to play, and then somebody gets to play them? Or how is that supposed to work?
Well, it's going to work this way. There'll be four schools that have a first-round bye. I know everyone's assuming Alabama is grandfathered into this. Technically, they're not. You know, that's the big change is that it's just going to start a lot earlier. And, you know, what is it going to do to conference championship games? What is it going to do to the year-end rivalry games like Alabama-Auburn? you know, what is it going to do to anything other than a major bowl game? And you know, I would think the group of the New Year's Day bowls are going to be, you know, sites for some of these semifinals like they always have been. But there are a lot of bowl games that are going to get destroyed as a result of this.
Well, I'm a big fan of, you know, expanding the playoff system because, you know, it's kind of been pigeonholed there for the last few years. But it just concerned me. I was like, all right, so four teams are going to get a bye that are named to the playoff, and those, I guess, will be the top four teams. But it seemed to me like it would just be easier to have eight teams and have.
Well, yeah, and let me say this, and I'm not being short here, but all of the suggestions that we have, and we've had them all week, are moot now. I mean, this is what they've decided. One other thing that I did not say, I mentioned it would start in 23, more than likely. They have not. The championship game will continue at a neutral site. The semis and the quarters, this is what I didn't know. So the quarters and the semis will also be played at neutral site. So the only games, I think, I think if I'm doing this in my head, the only games that will be played on campuses, are they not the first round games? So, you know, one thing we were talking about the other day, that there would be an incentive to have home field and a bye, may not have been, you know, completely accurate, because if you don't have to play in the first round, I would, if somebody correct me listening in the other room, but the quarters would be the first time the top four would play. So those would be at neutral site games. So there will not be as many. We had been led to believe until just a minute ago that the second, let's say Alabama's number one seed, that Alabama would skip the first game and then be waiting at home. But apparently that is not going to be the case. This is going to be problematic. I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, which is dangerous to do. But you're going to be having games, the quarters will be in and around Christmas. And you do have to wonder, okay, so the quarters, was that the quarters or the semis there? Okay, here it is. What I was about to say has already been overruled. Because I was going to say, if you're playing the quarters the week of Christmas, you're not going to get anybody there. That is a tough week. So the quarters are going to be January 1st or 2nd. So the semis will come later than that. So what we're talking about now, if you do the math, the final game, yeah, the first round game will be 2 weeks after the conference games. The quarters on January 1st or 2nd. The semis are, you know, have to be at least 7 days after that. So we're talking about, you know, depending on how the calendar falls. I mean, if you have a Monday, we're talking about no earlier than January 14th, 15th, 16th for the CFP. That's very late. We are now pushing the season back considerably, which was inevitable, but is now being confirmed. Booger McFarland has a few opinions on all of this, and he will be right around the corner.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
So again, the breaking news of the day, it's now been confirmed by the CFP that the working group has made a proposal, and we have been sharing the information with you throughout the afternoon. So this is significant news here, and we're trying to digest it in real time, which is dangerous. So let's get some reaction. You heard it a minute ago for those of you watching on television. And Booger McFarland, by now, Booger, I'm sure you're off the golf course and have heard what the CFP has confirmed. They will have a teleconference, by the way, in about 2 hours, and we'll try to get more information on that. Being with you yesterday on ESPN, I know how you feel, but now that that we have more information, I'm guessing, Booger, you haven't changed your mind since this has now been confirmed.
Paul, forgive me. I haven't heard the actual news. Can you give me the where I can be?
It's pretty much what we have been saying, that they are going to the working group now, whatever that means. That's the commissioners of the SEC and others have recommended this for approval. First, that it's a 12-team format. And essentially it's what we talked about yesterday with Greenberg. First round games will take place on campus during a 2-week period. Quarters on January 1st or 2nd. The semis and championship games are will be played obviously after that. And the one thing that I think is interesting, even before you get to that, as you well know, the NFL season has now expanded, so there won't be as many conflicts with playoff games those early weeks, but they will be conflicting, however, with NFL games because the NFL does start to invade the weekends pretty quickly around Christmas time. Okay, so essentially, there is going to be a 12-team playoff. It will start more than likely in 2023. Booger, here we go.
Yeah. So my first question is, what if a team gets in the playoff and they win the championship? How many total games are they going to play? Like right now with the 14 playoff, the champion plays I think 15 games. And the reason I bring that up, Paul, is that's about the limit that I want these college kids playing. You know. At some point, you know, we have to think about the kids. And the reason I say that is this. I grew up in an era where we played 11 games. And then everybody said, well, we're going to add a 12th game because, you know, TV and revenue. And now 12 turned to 13, turned to 14. Now we're 15. And at some point, we don't need that many games to decide a champion. So I would love to know if you're going to do this 12-team playoff, which I'm not in favor of, and I'll get to that in a second, what's the total number of games?
Okay, well, here, Booger, and let me help you there. And guys, help me if I'm wrong here. I believe if you do not have a first round bye, if you're seated, in the bottom of this 5 to 12, you will play. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jamari. You will play 4 games total. Is that correct? I believe that's correct. Yeah. So Booger, if you do not have a bye, you will play 4 games after your championship game or wherever you get in the tournament.
So 12 game schedule, championship game, that's 13. So you could play 17 games.
Correct. That is correct.
Yeah, that's entirely too many games, Paul. I'll just talk about it on the premise of this. Okay, we don't need 17 games to decide a champion. So why are we playing 17 games? It's for the fan and for the greed of a lot of people in college football. Okay, I don't need 17 games to tell me who the best team in the country is. Okay, the college football playoff came about because we got tired of the computers in the BCS. We said, you know what? Let's get some people in the room and figure out a way to have humans discuss the championship. Okay, great. So now we come up with the college football playoff, and now all of a sudden, because we're leaving teams out, because the Pac-12 champion didn't get in, because, you know, Central Florida doesn't get in one year, and maybe Houston in another year, now we got to keep up and keep coming up with something that's going to make what's fair for everyone. Well, I got news for you, Paul. Life ain't fair, okay? Life is not fair for everyone, and winning a championship is supposed to be hard. I don't need 12 teams to decide a champion. I just don't. You go back and do any year from 2014 to now, and you tell me you can find 12 teams that are championship worthy. How dare you to find that? Maybe you find 4 or 5 a year, but you're not going to find 12. So why are we putting 12 in? We're putting 12 in because we want everybody to have a certificate. We want everybody to be a part of it. We want everybody to feel like they're involved. And quite frankly, everybody's not involved. And so we can continue to put on this dog and pony show like it's cool and, hey, you know what, we're going to involve the little guy. The little guy's not winning. It's like we can come on radio and we can beat the drum for the little guy, but the little guy's not winning. And at some point, maybe the toothpaste is already out the tube, but at some point, somebody's got to speak up for the kids, because if you don't care that an amateur athlete is playing 17 games, and for what? For nothing but for the institution's pocketbook, for the entertainment of the fan. Like, why are we playing 17 games? I have zero idea. I'm not for expansion. It sounds like that's where we're headed. But at some point, somebody's got to say, this is ridiculous, and maybe that's me, and I got no problem saying that, Paul.
Booger, let's talk about the consequences of this. And you mentioned what I think most reasonable people would agree is the most important. But beyond the safety of a player, and I can't believe I'm even saying that out loud, but we're all immune to what this is about. What else goes by the wayside? I mean, we have conference championship games, which I'm sure the commissioners will say are being protected. I'm sure they'll say the bowl games are being protected, but you're a realist. What's going to happen to some of these things that we hold in rivalry games, like the Alabama-Auburn game at the end of the season, the meaning of that diminished. What's the reality of all this to college football?
Well, the reality of it is that college football, what we love it for, which is pageantry, tradition, every Saturday means something. Like, that's what college football is about. Like, when you step on, when you're Alabama and you go to Ole Miss and everybody says Alabama's favored by 24, 25 points, and Hugh Freeze upsets Alabama that day and the Grove is rocking, it means something. What is it going to mean, Paul, when there's a 12-team playoff? Like, it's not going to mean anything because eventually it's like, okay, you can lose. Like, how many games can you lose and still get in a 12-team playoff? Two, three? I remember a few years ago, everyone said USC was playing as good as anybody at the end of the season. Paul, USC had already lost three games. At some point, losing should matter, and it's always mattered in college football. So if we go to a 12-team playoff, you can take the whole every Saturday matters thing and throw it away, because that doesn't count anymore. Because as long as you're hot at the end of the season, as long as you look good, somehow, some way, you're going to get into the playoff. And so for the college football fan that is proud of the institution, for the college football player that is lining up for 12 meaningful Saturdays, it's become pro football, where, you know what, as long as I show up the right Saturdays, it really doesn't matter. And I always thought that that's the difference between college football and pro football. Because what we're headed to is pro football without paying the players. And by paying the players, I mean, I don't want to talk about NIL. I don't want to talk about a stipend. I'm talking about an actual salary that comes every 2 weeks. Because that's when you play 17 games, that's the same number of games that the NFL is playing, Paul. So at some point, we're going to have pro football, and we're just going to mask it and call it college football so we don't have to play the players.
Talking to Booger McFarland about the news of the day and really the news of the year in college football, Booger. But as you were saying that, I can already hear a program saying, "Yeah, we may not have had a great season, but we did get to the playoffs, even with an 8-4 record or whatever." I mean, it just seems like like it's like the old bowl eligible line you hear coaches mumble at the end of the season, as if that means something.
Bowl eligible. Listen. Florida State rescheduled a game against Louisiana Monroe, I think, just so they could get bowl eligible, and we saw how that wound up. At some point, Paul, I'm just a realist, man. Like, there's probably four or five teams every year that are championship worthy, and those four or five teams battle for four spots. And at the end of the day, since 2014, we've crowned a worthy champion every year. I don't think there's any year from 2014 to now you can go back and say that the best team didn't win the championship. So now all of a sudden we want to go to 12 so we can include everyone so they can say to their recruiting base or their fan base, hey, we've made the playoff 4 years in a row. Yeah, but you were an 11 seed and you got beat 42-6 week one. So at some point, I get it. It's about money. Money drives everything. And if this is what we're going to do, then I'm going to push and tell somebody, okay, If we're going to play 17 games, then very similar to how we do in pro football, once the playoffs start, the players get a share. Like, all the players get a playoff check. So are we going to compensate the players now for playing these extra games? Like, if we're going to do this, let's go ahead and do it right. Let's take the mask off. Let's take the costume off and just say, you know what? We're going to treat these guys like professional athletes. And that means not only in the 17 games, that also means in the money. So I need to talk to Greg Sankey. I need to talk to Bowlesby, all these people who have a say-so, and see if we can do the thing the right way. Because otherwise, it's very, very unfair to the college athlete. And that's all I'm talking about today. I'm not talking about the institutions who are going to say they're playoff-worthy. I'm speaking on behalf of what I used to be, which is a 17-year-old amateur athlete. Yeah, I get a Pell Grant. Yeah, I get all these other things. But I didn't sign up to play 17 games. It doesn't take 17 games, Paul, to crown a champion. So why are we doing it? We're doing it for the benefit of others and not the athlete, and that's not right.
Booger McFarland, we'll leave it there because I think you have made yourself heard loud and clear. Booger, it's always great to have you on. Thanks so much for making the time.
Anytime, Paul. Have a great one.
Nobody better. Booger McFarland just laying it down as he sees it. We'll get your reaction to that and many more reactions with some of the experts and, of course, you, the caller, and the fans. Big news today in college football, and we will continue to talk about it.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back, and this is more information coming in. The format of the new college football playoff, which has not been certified, but pretty much is everything but official. The four highest-ranked conference champions would be seeded 1 through 4, each receiving a bye. Teams seeded 5 through 12 will play each other in the first round on home field of higher-ranked teams, 5-12, 6-11, 7-10, 8-9. Quarter and semis at bowl games, championship game, and a neutral site. Remember something as well. NFL has expanded, so the playoffs are going to start later, so there's a little more time early in the year for probably the quarters and the semis. The CFP final is still going to deal with the NFL playoffs. It will go until at least mid-January, depending on the calendar, so it's going to be a little bit later. We've had games as late, I think 2 years ago the game was as late as the 13th. But usually the CFP is somewhere between January 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, somewhere in that range. It will be another week to go. Notre Dame will not get a bye, even though Jack Swarbrick, its AD, was on the committee that came up with this proposal, because they are, at least the last I checked, not in a conference. Let's get back to the calls and check in with Jamie, who's in Louisiana. Hello, Jamie. Go right ahead.
Say, how you doing?
We are doing okay. How about you?
Oh, I can't complain, enjoying this rainy weather we got here. But I got a question. What do you think about the quarterback situation for the LSU football team?
That's a good question. I think it's really interesting. I think Brennan is in a interesting spot after being hurt last year, but I still think he might be a slight favorite.
Yeah, but I'm kind of liking Max Johnson, the sophomore.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, I'm not sure how it's going to go. I mean, you got a whole new whole new regime down there offensively. So I think it'll be a fascinating race to watch, and I think either way, I think LSU is going to be okay at that position.
Yes, sir, I think so too. What kind of rating are you going to give them this year?
Pretty good. I think LSU can. I don't think they'll win the, but I think they could win 10 games.
All right.
Okay. Hey, we aim to please here. Hey, thanks for the call. Listen, we are going to update you in a minute. Pat Forte joining us on the CFP conversation today that is pretty fascinating. So we'll get to that. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285. A lot of news breaking in and around the show, and somebody at the vanguard of that is coming up next. Pat Forte from SI.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.